God save the South, God save the South, her altars and firesides, God save the South. Now that the war is nigh, now that we arm to die, chanting our battle cry, freedom or death, chanting our battle cry, freedom or death.
Hello, friends and countrymen. Welcome back to another episode of Confederate Radio with your host, Lieutenant Colonel Bryce Provance, CSA 2. And it's been a while since I got on here. I know it's been like a week, probably 2 weeks since we last did an episode, but it's been pretty hectic for me. I was doing gun shows, trying to recruit, trying to sell some military surplus stuff, passed out a lot of pamphlets, a lot of literature and stuff like that. But being in Washington State and trying to hand out pro-Southern material isn't the best idea or the ripest recruiting ground, I would call it, for Southern nationalism or pro-Southern organizations. But there were some people up here from the South as well. Met a fellow from Alabama. Met a couple guys from Missouri. So, all in all, it went good. Handed out a bunch of militia flyers about starting your own militias or gun clubs, shooting organizations. Got to talk to a lot of people. Have a real good time. And then we decided I'm going to run for governor this year. So I've been doing things like getting the website set up, getting flyers set up for that, talking to local people, seeing what they have to say and if they'd vote for me. And most people up here, sick and tired of what's going on. Did you know just a couple weeks ago, they passed over 100 laws in Washington State? And one of the laws that they passed was creating foster homes for runaway children, right? So that in and of itself sounds like a toothless tiger, I guess you could say, like something that would just be normal. But what these homes are for are for kids who want to, they call it transition. I just call it having irreversible surgery on their private parts to make them a boy or a girl. So if your child in this state wants to have a irreversible surgery, they can run away from your home. And the police will put them in these foster care homes and you won't be told about it. And then they can go forward with sex change surgery against your will as the parents. Now, I remember, now don't take this out of context, but I remember when I was a child, my parents told me about male and female, and I thought the bigger word was better because everything that's bigger is better. So I told them I wanted to be a female. Now, I didn't want to be a girl, but I just wanted us to have the bigger and better name, our sex. If I was to say that nowadays, people would be like, okay, son, up here, and then take me to the nearest hospital and chop my junk off. Now, kids, as most of you know who are parents, their likes and dislikes change about daily. Like their favorite color will be green one day and then blue the next, then purple the other. One day they want to be a doctor or a senator or a fireman or a president. And then the next, they want to be a carpenter or a mechanic or whatever else. So you now have in this state children who have almost no consistency to their thought patterns. Children who can make the decision. They can't even vote. They can't smoke. They can't drink. They can't serve in the army and they can't own a weapon, but they can make a decision to have an operation against their parents' wills. Now, you can't even get a tattoo or your ears pierced without your parents' permission. But you can run away from home, and the state will help hide these children from the parents and then have doctors do surgery on them. Here, let me take a drink of my coffee real quick. Now, I don't know about to you, but this sounds about ridiculous to me. They also passed a ban on all assault weapons in the state of Washington. So not only are they setting the stage to take away your children, but they're also setting the stage for you not to be able to resist. Now, I was involved in a case a couple years back where a militia organization that I was a part of that helped to defend a crowd of protesters and a shooter. It was quite a situation. So a guy got attacked with a skateboard and a knife. He ended up shooting one of the individuals who was attacking him with a knife. We rushed him, disarmed him, formed a perimeter, and waited till the police showed up. They sued us, said we took on the responsibilities of the police department, even though the mayor of that city was voting to defund those same police. And even though those police had orders from their command post to do nothing, let the city burn, and wait until that militia organization does something. They heard gunshots, thought we'd fucking done something, and we ended up disarming the shooter, then forming a perimeter around him because the crowd of people then surrounded him and tried attacking him. Now, just think, if we wouldn't have been there to form that perimeter and those people would have attacked him, he would have continued firing into the crowd. So they were able to get their case law saying that the only militia that is allowed in the United States is the National Guard, a federally run organization. Now, this doesn't make any sense to anybody who has read the Constitution, but you can't trust judges anymore because judges are just political appointees at this point. They run for their party. They carry out judgments in favor of their party. The court system is just about broke in this nation. There's no denying it at this point. When judges are appointed based on political belief and not merit, then we have a serious problem. When judges rule along party lines, you will have a whole slate of jurisprudence that is only answerable to their party. These case laws don't represent anything other than party values, not American justice, not the good of the country, not the good of the people. All that is there anymore is some misguided belief that their party has the best interest of the country at heart. And if they don't vote along party lines, how do they get reelected? They don't. That is the sad state of affairs that we are in today. That the court systems are broke. The laws are definitely out of hand and have come to a point where they are no longer laws of common sense, laws of justice for all, laws that protect the people and preserve the peace. They are passing laws for no other reason than to pass laws. Why does a state need 100 more laws? Don't you think in 260 years we'd about have things figured out by now? There's over 30,000 laws on the books in the United States, and most of us don't even know them. We know the big ones: don't kill, don't steal, and treat your neighbor like yourself. But you can find them in the Bible too. That's why this nation is supposed to be a moral nation with laws based on biblical principle. That's how it was founded, and that's how it's supposed to be. But you have the devil seeping into everything. And especially now with these laws regarding our children. That's why, even though I probably won't make it because of my southern leanings, I decided I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, get a couple minutes on the TV, tell them what I think about things, and then put up flyers and posters and try and run, you know? Somebody's got to do something. And that's what we all need to do. If we see something in our states, especially in our southern states, then we need to stand up. We need to run. And we need to do something to save this great nation of ours from the idiocracy that it has embraced as legislation and jurisprudence. I find myself thinking back more and more as I watch what's going on in this country to a movie I saw as a child, or young man, you could say. I was a teenager when I first watched it. This movie's called Idiocracy. And in that movie, you see the almost devaluation or de-evolution of American society. You see in the future, their president is a WWE superstar wrestler shooting a machine gun. You see people have became so stupid that they believe Gatorade is better than water, so they start watering their crops with Gatorade, which causes a dust bowl. But a man come from the past to the future, he knows that this ain't right. So it's his adventures trying to save the country from itself, trying to get by and get back to the past, I guess you could say. And America today, ever since they decided to take cursive out of the schools, I have felt that our American nation has slowly been devolving into this movie. We are becoming what this movie warns us about. We are becoming that society of imbeciles, a society of people who are too comfortable to do anything to alleviate the tyranny that is being forced down our throats every day. They said during a couple election campaigns that we were the silent majority. Well, the time for silence is over, because if we remain silent much longer, we will watch our country fall apart. We will watch ourselves lose our country. We will watch as our children are enslaved day by day, law by unconstitutional law that is passed. We find ourselves at a crossroads. We find ourselves at a crossroads as our southern ancestors did in 1859 and 1860. What do we do next? Do we leave with the Constitution and try and defend the instrument that the Northern Yankees and New England Yankees are trying to distort, trying to change? Like, one of the things I find most unnerving is that justices, judges, and lawmakers can look at words like "shall not be infringed" and think, huh, that must not mean "shall not be infringed." That means that this type of weapon or this type of the other shall not be infringed upon, but others won't. No, our ancestors, they got done fighting a war for independence. They weren't talking about your hunting rifle. They weren't talking about defending your home with your scatter gun, your 12 gauge, your double barrel shotgun. They were not talking about that. No, sir. They were talking about their right to have militias, citizens' militias. They were talking about the right to remain armed against tyranny. Now, when you start banning weapons and you start making laws that are anti-constitutional, you then begin the process of tyranny against the people. Every law you make that chips away at the Constitution is an assault and an affront on the people. It is a tyranny that our ancestors fought against. What we are going through now is worse, even though we are more comfortable. But remember, many of our ancestors were comfortable during the Revolution and during the War of Southern Independence. They were comfortable. Things were fine. They didn't need to take up arms. They didn't need to secede. They didn't need to leave the British Empire. But they did leave. They did not let that comfort encumber them. They stood up for their rights and their beliefs. Something that is so foreign to American society today. You do not find people standing up because it's easier to move in a herd. It's easier to move in a pack. It's easier to parrot the same ideas of the organization that you belong to. Whether that is the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or what have you. Anything that you're a part of, it's easier to have people to slap you on the back, say, good job, you towed the party line. It's not easy to stand for your convictions. And believe me, I know this. I've done it firsthand over and over. And I have been slapped down, beat, battered, and bruised by the system. But that's not going to stop me from living out my convictions. And that's what I implore all Southerners, all Americans to do. Run for office, start podcasts, become teachers, teach your children, homeschool your children if you live in a state like me, where they can come and take your kids if they say one wrong thing. They say in the end times, things will become accelerated. So you must also keep your eye on the Lord. You must parent with one eye on eternity. You must teach your children with one eye on eternity. This place is not our home. Our home is the ever after, with the Lord or in fiery misery. So not only must we teach our children to be good, upstanding citizens who stand on their convictions and their beliefs, but we also must teach them to love and fear the Lord, just like we all must. I'm not going to say it's the end times, but I'm going to say it's looking pretty dicey with everything that's going on. Here soon, we're going to have a digital currency. So anybody who does under the table work, you're going to be out of business. We're looking at the collapse of the dollar with the de-dollarization of the world, as they call it. I think last time I checked, 41 nations have rejected the U.S. dollar as their reserve currency, which doesn't seem like it should affect us, I reckon. You know, most people don't even think about it. Most people just go on with their lives, just like they do, as they enact more and more laws to take away our freedoms. We have so many laws taking away our freedoms. Our ancestors would have rose up 100 years ago. Our ancestors rose up 150 years ago and seceded. They didn't rise against the government. They voted themselves out. This constitutional compact, this contract that each of the states signed, creating a federal government. They then decided to vote themselves out of. They weren't rebels. They weren't traitors. They tried to leave with the Constitution, then stay and watch it be destroyed by New England Yankees. And that's one of the things that we face again today. Either we must run for office and get elected as judges, or we must seriously think about petitioning our representatives to void this contract. But then we hit even scarier waters, because the Balkanization of the United States would then become a reason for the UN peacekeepers to come in. So what do we do? That is our conundrum. Well, I believe the first thing we do is it starts at home. You teach your children. Don't let them Yankee schoolmasters force feed their revisionist history down our children's throats. When we get off work, we take the time to sit down with our children, hear what they've learned in school today, and then teach them what is right and what is wrong about what they've learned. Or, if you can do it, homeschool your children, and then you teach them. I know that's hard to do nowadays, because you need two jobs to support a family. You know, and that's what they wanted. That's what the elite wanted. That's what Mr. Rockefeller and the others wanted with the Women's Lib movement. They were only taxing half the population. Until women got out there and started working. Now, they always say, follow the money trail. Well, when I look at the Women's Lib movement, which is great. I believe women should have the right to vote. I think they should have the right to play in sports. I think they should have the right to work. But look at it from the angle of the bankers. The bankers could only tax half of American society until the women got out there and started working. It's not for our betterment. It's not for your betterment. It's not for anybody's betterment. It's all about the money. And that's what our nation has devolved to. Is a nation that is solely about the money. That's what the war between the states was about. They could not let the southern states leave. They would lose 75% of their GDP. It'd be gone. Look at the Chicago Tribune. I think it was 1858 or 1859, they published an article on if the southern states secede, we will then have to wage a war to keep them in, because if we lose that much of the GDP, the nation will go into ruin. And that's what I implore you as a rational thinking being. Follow the money. Pull back the curtain and look at what is really going on in our country. I was listening to a comedian the other night, and I think he explained it very well. He asked the audience, he's all like, do you guys not believe in any conspiracy theories? Like, that's a strong stance to take, not to believe in any conspiracy theories. Because me as a parent, like, I've got a child. Like, you really think that the government is just batting 1,000, telling the people the truth and doing everything for the good of the people? And he says, I have a child. I'm like the government to him. I'm in charge. And I lied to that little guy all the time. Now, when you think of it like that, like the government tries to be the parent of the people, you don't think they lie to you? And you think the media is just out there for our good, just like the government? It most definitely is not. The government is there to uphold itself, to keep itself in power. That's all it's there for. It's not for your good. It's not for my good. They want to keep the people content. They want to keep the people watching their Netflix, eating their food, and not thinking about the things that are going on today. Look at the artificial intelligence movement. If you guys aren't paying attention to that, then, oh, man, then there's some problems. Artificial intelligence, how many jobs do you think that's going to take away? I watched iRobot. I seen what happened. Like, hey, I've seen Terminator. I've seen what happens. Don't tell me you don't think that's going to happen once artificial intelligence. In a few years, they're saying that it could be sentient. It could be aware of itself. It could start making decisions independent of programmers. Watch it. And then what about these chips that they're talking about putting in people so that you can use the palm of your hand to do all your banking, all your voting, all your anything? If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. If what is going on in our country today, not just as Southerners, but as Americans as a whole, does not scare you, does not incite you to act, to do something, then I don't know what will. And the media, they're just going to keep trying to beat us down, make us think that we have no hope. That is what they want. They want us to believe that there is no hope in fighting this, that we will not be able to stand to it, but you can. And like I said, it starts at home with your children, because that is what they have attacked first. It's our children. They took over the teachers' union. It became the liberal teachers' union. They then started teaching ideas and concepts. They started doing these marches for freedom, which is all well and good. You know, great, great. But now, these marches for gay pride and their rights have turned into laws that take your children from you. They have turned into laws where they can hide your children from you. They've turned into laws where they can do operations to change the sex of your children against your will. That's not freedom. That is tyranny. We are fighting tyranny. There must be a resistance. There must be a pushback. Now, I'm not saying by force of arms, but I am saying intellectually. There must be pushback. There must be podcasters. There must be secondary media outlets. There must be music. There must be Southerners running for office who are not blinded by what the media and the establishment is peddling to us. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are two sides of the same coin. I know that's going to piss some of you off, but it is true. They are both organizations that are for the betterment of themselves and not the people. Look at the politicians. They are getting rich. They are supporting each other. They're not supporting you. They don't represent me or you. Some guy who's getting filthy rich and voting for laws to take away my children does not represent me, and I hope it doesn't represent you. Like I said before, they call us the silent majority, but the time for silence is over. If we remain silent, then we will lose this country, and we will do it in our generation. So, I implore you to join organizations, just as our forefathers did before the war between the states. Found and build militias, but don't call them militias. Call them gun clubs. Call them shooting organizations. And run for office. Get on podcasting. Start blogging. Start putting things on YouTube. Start organizing. Because the only reason that they are doing what they are doing is because we are unorganized. And as long as we remain unorganized, they are going to be able to keep doing what they are doing to us. This is not a podcast episode. This is a call to action. I am calling on all of you to do something. Not to use violence, but to do something. Run. Teach your children. Get out there, protest, picket, protest in front of Democratic Party headquarters. Protest in front of bases. Let the servicemen know that we are giving all our technology to Israel, who then sells that technology to China. Look at the tech transfer. Look at what's going on in the world. Start stockpiling. Get ready. Save silver, save food. Shoot, I got lots of silver and food saved up. Now, and water. I believe everybody should do that. Get prepared. Get in touch with other like-minded individuals. Form groups. This whole social media society where you only speak to your friends on social media. You hardly ever go out for a barbecue because you can call somebody on the cellular phone. You don't have any human interaction, and that is what they are trying to do. They are trying to keep people in their basements, in their garages, podcasting, on the computer, watching TV, this, that, and the other, and doing nothing except for on the internet. And we cannot do that if we want to save our nation. Because it is no longer just a game. It's never been a game. They are pushing, and they are pushing fast. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your country. Stand for the Southern people. Stand for your family. This is Lieutenant Colonel Bryce Provance, CSA 2, signing off.
Just what I am, and for this Yankee nation I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again her, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious Union 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the striped banner, I fit it all I could. I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. Got wounded in 4 places and I starved at Point Lookout. I caught the rheumatism, a camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em now, that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done.